Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
The church definitely doesn't know, and I asked this question diligently for years, is it possible for a Christian to have a demon? I mean, but you know, the church taught me, no, Thurman, no way that a demon could live in a Christian's and not with the Holy Spirit too. Well, see, I didn't know, and I searched diligently for years, and then finally one day, in answer to this question, the Lord Himself came to me one night. And I'm reading Luke 13:11. And when I'm reading 13:11, it says, "And the woman, the daughter of Abraham, which had a spirit of infirmity, which had bound her for 18 years, and she could nowise lift herself up." The Lord says, "Son, you have one of those living in your body." Now, if you've been asking everybody, and you've been asking the Lord, "Lord, is it possible for me as a Christian to have a demon?" And you can't get no answers nowhere else. Nobody else is willing to tell you that, yeah, you as a Christian could have a demon. Nobody. I asked some of the best preachers I know of. None of them would give me an answer. Or they'd beat around the bush for 30 minutes. When I walked off, I knew less than I did when I got there. So finally, the Lord gave me a clear answer. I read Luke 13:11. The woman had the spirit of infirmity for 18 years and could nowise lift herself up. The king spoke to me in an audible voice and said, "Son, you have one of those living in your body." I said, "Lord, I have a spirit of infirmity?" I said, "Lord, infirmity means sickness or weakness." I said, "Lord, I'm not sick and I'm not weak. What is it?" He said, "It's your athlete's foot." I said, "Lord, athlete's foot is a demon?" He said, "Yes, son. And in my name, you have authority over it." Boy, I mean, as a Baptist, you wheeled your shoes around, you looked down at your feet and you say, "You demon of hell, come out of me in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit of infirmity, you spirit of athlete's foot, I have authority over you in the name of Jesus. I command you to come out of me and go to the pit of hell, and you'll never come back in Jesus' name." Thank you, Lord. Go to bed that night, had athlete's foot 40 years of my life. Wake up the next morning, I ain't never had a sign of it from that day to this. How much spiritual authority do you have over the devil? All. Oh. What happens if you don't exercise it? What happens if you ask every preacher that you know, even those in the charismatic churches, "Can you have a demon?" And nobody will give you an answer. And finally one day you say, "Lord, I don't understand this. I want to know, can I have a demon?" And He says, "Yes, you can. You got one." What would you think? What would that do to you, young lady? You're laughing so big back there.
I think it's awesome the Lord spoke to you so clearly.
Oh, but He's spoken to me like that about 30 times in my life. That's how I've gotten this revelation. I didn't learn what I've learned in most churches. I've learned what I've learned from direct revelation. In fact, Brother Jim, the other night I was teaching over Plano. He's sitting there with the Word of God in his lap. And I'm teaching on what happens when you get into unforgiveness. And he just asked me, he said, "Thurman, I've read that in Matthew 18:21-35. And I don't see how a sin opens the door to the whole family." And I said, "Well, you follow along and I'll quote it." And I started quoting. As I started quoting, the minute I quoted it, he said, "I got it." Only went about 3-4 verses. He said, "I got it. I see it. It's right there." He said, "I never saw that before." But he got a hold of it, see? See, when you quote something and expound on it, expand it, for that they can see, there it is. Boy, I mean, it just... But when you get revelation, no telling how many hundred times I read it before the Lord gave me revelation. When He gave me revelation, I was able to get many people healed and delivered. Children healed and delivered because of their mother or their daddy living in sin. When I learned that these things, a mother in unforgiveness, will allow a child to be bound by a demon, to be sick and afflicted. I'll tell you, when you realize your spiritual authority and you go to a hospital and you start trying to get people healed and nothing happens. Nothing. And you think, "Lord, what is wrong?" And then He says, "The devil has legal right to that child." That mother has unforgiveness in her heart. She's opened the door. And Satan has legal right to claim that child. And you can't get that baby healed until that mother confesses her sin. You know how difficult it is the first time you walk in and say, Mama, your baby is sick on that deathbed or on that bed because of your sin of unforgiveness. And they say, I don't believe that. I said, well, let me show it to you in the Word. Once we read it in the Word, and I said, now then, do you want to get your baby healed? And you take a 23-year-old young man and his wife, and that little 3 or 4-year-old girl has got a 104-degree temperature and seizures for 3 or 4 days and have bound to that bed. And I get that little 21 or 22-year-old girl to go to her cousin and confess her sin, get right with him, and then come back, and that baby's still sick and still bound. I said, now, son, the sin, the legal right of the devil and that little child of yours has been removed. But now then, you must act on Luke 10, 19, and 20, and Mark 16, 17, and 18. You must demand, as the spiritual authority in the home, that that demon leave your baby. Now, this 23-year-old boy had never seen nothing like this in his life. He walked up there and told, after I told him what to do, he had never heard about demons. But he walked up and commanded that demon to leave his little girl after he read Luke 10, 19, and 20, and Mark 16, 17, and 18. And the minute that young boy commanded that demon to leave his little 4-year-old, 3 or 4-year-old girl that had been sick for 4 days, that demon instantly left, and her temperature went from 104 to 98.6 in less than 1 minute. And that little girl was completely, totally healed. Why was she sick? Because of her mother's sin. Should that make men and women that got children want to walk holy before God? I guarantee. When you learn that, you will walk holy before God. Because when you learn that anything you do as a Christian that's not of faith is sin, and it opens the door to the demonic world for Satan to come in to make you sick and afflict you. And when you step into the realm of unforgiveness, it opens the door to your entire family. Unforgiveness in the heart of a mother or a father in a home will open the door to Satan, to everybody. Do you know that there was a man, 7 or 8 years ago, a man on his deathbed with an incurable disease, and I could not find any known sin in that man's life. I finally went to the woman. I said, ma'am, I can't find any sin in his life, so I need to talk to you. She said, what do you mean? You think my husband is sick because of me? I said, very easily could be. Because when the two of you got married, according to the Word of God, you became one. I said, now then, I started through her life. And I found out she had unforgiveness toward numerous people. I said, there's your problem. There's your problem. She said, you mean to tell me my unforgiveness has put my husband on his deathbed? I said, yes. I said, now are you willing to confess those sins and forgive those people? She said, yes. So she confessed and repented. I laid hands on her husband, which was terminal, which had only a week or two left to live. And in 1 week, he was totally well. He's still alive and well today, doing good. Just like another man. A man that had a spur on his backside. Very painful. Couldn't hardly sit down. This happened about 5, 6, 7 years ago. He was getting ready to go to Mexico City to some specialist down there. Nobody, no doctor in the States could touch what he had. They checked him, said there's nothing they could do for him. Painful burns, bone spur on his rear end. A woman I'd prayed for her, that her knees had been healed. She said, why don't you come over here and go to Thurman Sunday School class in the morning with me? Said, Jesus does wonderful things in that Baptist Sunday School class. So he flew over here from Phoenix. And he came with her the next morning to my Sunday School class. And I taught him the Word of God for a couple of hours after church. I told him, I said, mister, you're living in some kind of sin. I said, are you a Christian? Well, yeah. I said, you're not a very good one, are you? He said, well, I go to church when I can. I said, well, that's not very good. I said, if you're a Christian, you need to be in God's house all the time. You need to be tithing. You need to be obedient. You need to be doing what He's saying. I said, you're living in some kind of sin. I said, are you living with some woman or something? Well, he never would say. So I said, I don't know what your sin is, but you're living in sin. I said, Proverbs 26:2 says, no curse comes upon you undeserved. You're getting what's rightfully yours somehow. I said, if you want to get healed, you're going to have to repent and ask God to forgive you. I'll lay hands on you and He'll heal you. He said, okay. He said, you lay hands on me and pray for me, and I'll take care of my part. A month later, maybe it's 2 months later, he came back. When he did, I said, how are you doing? He said, it's 90% gone. I said, praise God. I said, what did you change? He said, well, I was living with a girl out of wedlock. But he said, I repented the day you prayed for me. I asked God to forgive me. And I went back and I moved out. I asked the girl to marry me. He said, we're going to get married next month. I said, I ain't touched her since that day. I said, and it's 90% gone. Which way is better, to have the burn on spur? He said, oh, it's better not to have it. Now then, see, if we put together the fact that when we sin, we get sickness and disease, we would start walking holy before God, wouldn't we? Sure we will. The spiritual authority you have only works when you walk holy. You've got to be under the Lord's umbrella. I'll give you an example of how that works. I've used this, and many people understand this simply. The government gives us a grace period or a grace spot from 0 to 65 or 70, whatever. Let's say 0 to 60 to drive on the highway. That's your grace period. You can drive anywhere from 0 to 60. What will a police officer do to you if you're anywhere in that realm? Will he bother you? No, not at all. You're under grace. You can drive 55, you can drive 45, you can drive 60, you can drive anywhere in that realm, no problem. What if you drive 75 and the speed limit 60? What have you just done? You have just fell out of that grace period and you've transgressed the law. And now then if you come over here and there's a radar there and he gets you at 75, what can you expect to see real quick?
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or if you'll contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org, we'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.